Author Patricia McKissick came to cooperating school districts to share with listeners some of her favorite stories. Patricia has been a New Links to New Learning content provider for over 10 years. Here, she reads from her book, Tippi Lemmy.
What I want to share with you today is Tippi Lemmy. Now, Tippi Lemmy is the name of a dog. The dog lived down the street from us. In fact, it was the only dog I knew who had a first and a last name. He was owned by the Lemmy family, and we called him Tippi Lemmy. We were terrified of him. He was a chow dog, and if you know the breed, it has a lot of hair around its face that gives him a lion look, and short and very muscular. And he would chase us every time we rode by on our bicycles. And so I wrote the book, Tippi Lemmy, and I'd like to share a chapter of it with you. Being chased by Tippi Lemmy was going to and from school was bad enough. At least I had my buddies. But come Saturday, I had to face him alone. My piano lessons were at 9:30 sharp. To get to Mrs. Dickerson's house, I first had to get by Tippi Lemmy. One morning, Tippi was chasing me, and I lost my balance. Wham! I hit the ground. The wind blew my sheet music all around like giant snowflakes. Fortunately, Tippi Lemmy started growling and jumping at the paper. That gave me just enough time to grab a few pieces and escape. My heart was still pounding when I reached Miss Dickinson's house with ripped music. That horrible dog didn't even take a rest on Sundays. He made us run and sweat in our good clothes. "We've got to do something," said Paul after we'd been chased one Sunday morning. He wiped his face with the back of his hand. His white shirt was wrinkled. His blue pants were dirty. His best shoes were scuffed. He had kicked up a lot of dust running from Tippi Lemmy. Jeannie and I didn't look any better. In the chase, Jeannie had torn the hem of her dress. I had lost my good ribbons, and my thick braids were coming undone. My hair was all over my head. I looked like a wild woman. We couldn't go to Sunday school like that, so instead we went over to our special spot at Ashland Bridge. We were losing the war badly. We needed another plan of attack. "What if we tell on him?" said Jeannie. "Tell who?" I asked. "I'm going to put my daddy on him," she said, hands on her hips. "Like my grandma always says, there's more than one way to skin a cat." "What does a cat have to do with a dog?" Paul asked. He took off his shoes and swung his legs over the side of the bridge. Jeannie tried to make sense of what she'd said. "My daddy can fix anything. Dog, cat, rat, makes no difference. He caught a big old snake that was living in our garage and..." Okay, we get the point," Paul said. I took off my best shoes and white lace socks. The sun felt warm on my legs. I wiggled my toes and giggled. It felt so good. For a moment, I didn't care about Tippi Lemmy. I didn't worry about losing the handkerchief Grandma Bee had sent me for Christmas. Last I saw of it, Tippi was eating it. "What do you think, Leander? Should we tell our folks?" Paul asked me. "Well, we can, but all they'll say is, it's just a little dog. There's nothing to be frightened of," I answered. Paul nodded. "My mother insists that there's no such thing as monsters, too, and we all know better," I added. "This is different," Jeannie put in. "Tippi Lemmy is a living, breathing monster with a first and last name. We can see him, and they can see him. We can hear him, and they can hear him. Our parents will have to do something." So we sat side by side with our legs dangling over the side of the bridge, hoping that our parents would join the war as our allies. "Okay, we'll tell them," I said. "Last one to the pike," as a dead fly," said Paul, leaping to his feet.
Tippi Lemmy, written by Patricia McKissick and illustrated by Susan Keeter, was published by Aladdin Publishing in January 2003.